Seattle real estate market forecast for 2023. Are you ready to use the money-making opportunities in the Seattle housing market in 2023? Get ready for a fascinating trip into a world of skyrocketing home prices, rising demand for homes, and smart investment opportunities. In this helpful article, we break down the most important trends and predictions from experts that will help you make good decisions in the competitive Seattle real estate market. Don't miss the chance to stay one step ahead and take advantage of Seattle's real estate market's untapped potential. Declining property prices. The housing market in Seattle is undergoing a noticeable change. Factors like higher mortgage rates are causing a slowdown in the market's growth. Despite a limited number of houses available for sale, the Seattle, WA, market remains strong, and well-priced homes are receiving multiple offers. However, recent data from the Northwest Multiple Listing Service shows that compared to the previous year, there have been fewer new listings, pending sales, and closed sales. At the same time, there has been an increase in the total number of houses available for sale, and prices have gone down. In King County, the median property price has dropped significantly by 10.2% compared to the previous year. It now stands at $790,244, down from $880,000. However, prices have actually increased by 9.3% since January. The shortage of WA homes for sale is due to homeowners being hesitant to sell after securing low mortgage interest rates during the pandemic. This scarcity has led to more multiple offers and higher prices, especially for homes in the mid-range and upper-end segments. Although there were 7,303 new listings added by brokers in April, this represents a 37.5% decrease compared to the previous year. Slower sales have increased the total number of houses available for sale. The number of active listings in the NWMLS database increased by 24.6% from the previous year to 8,114 by the end of April. It is now crucial for sellers to price their homes correctly to attract buyers, especially considering the rise in mortgage rates. However, the market still favors sellers because of the limited number of houses available, multiple offers, and higher prices. The current pace of the market is different from the record-breaking years during the pandemic. Housing demand. Seattle's housing market continues to strongly favor sellers, with a significant disparity between housing supply and demand. According to Redfin data from November 2022, Seattle has only 1.9 months of housing supply, which is considerably lower than the national average of 2.7 months for the entire United States. This scarcity of available homes gives sellers the upper hand, as the limited inventory struggles to meet the robust demand. Even though Seattle's housing supply has increased slightly over the past year, the market was significantly more dire in November 2021, when there was only a supply of 0.4 months. This scarcity resulted in homes being sold almost immediately after listing. The recent rise in housing supply can be attributed to homes staying on the market for longer periods. Compass's managing broker in the Seattle area and Seattle King County Realtors Association member Michael Orbino has seen new listings drop to their lowest levels in 8 or 9 years. Regarding rentals, Seattle has also experienced a slight increase in vacancy rates. As of November, rental vacancies stood at 5.5%, showing a 0.6% rise compared to the same period in 2021, as reported by the U.S. Census Bureau. Expert predictions and forecasts. Experts and analysts have made some predictions about Seattle's real estate market in the future. These predictions can change, but they give us an idea of what might happen. The following are some predictions we have for you. Market stabilization. The Seattle market is expected to stabilize as it adjusts to a slower pace of growth. Prices may still change, but at a more sustainable rate. Continued demand. Seattle's strong economy, thriving tech industry, and attractive lifestyle will likely keep the demand for real estate high. The city's population growth, including both current residents and new people moving in, will drive the need for housing. Inventory challenges. There will likely continue to be a shortage of houses for sale in Seattle as homeowners are hesitant to sell. This means there will be fewer options for buyers, leading to competition, multiple offers, and potentially higher prices in some areas. Shifting buyer preferences. Buyers may start looking for more affordable housing options and explore up-and-coming neighborhoods. As prices change and the market evolves, people may search for areas that offer a better balance between affordability and convenience. Rental market strength. The rental market is expected to stay strong because of Seattle's population growth, job opportunities, and the preference for renting among certain groups. Investors who own rental properties may benefit from a steady demand for rental units. Impact of interest rates. Rising interest rates could affect the affordability of homes and the purchasing power of buyers. Because of this, real estate prices may fall. Future development. Ongoing development and infrastructure projects in Seattle, such as transportation improvements and urban planning initiatives, will shape the real estate market. These changes can affect property values, desirability of neighborhoods, and investment opportunities. Strategies for buyers, sellers, and investors navigating the dynamic real estate market in Seattle requires specific strategies tailored to the roles of buyers, sellers, and investors. We've compiled a list of essential methods that may aid you. For buyers, get a loan approval before looking for a home to know how much you can afford. Do research on different neighborhoods and home prices. If you find a good place to live, you'll need to move quickly. Have a professional inspect the home to check for any problems. Get with your broker to put together a winning bid. For sellers, set a good price for your home based on what similar homes are selling for. Make your home look nice and clean to attract buyers. Pay attention to the time of year and market conditions when deciding to sell. Advertise your home well, using online listings and social media. Be willing to negotiate and work with your agent to evaluate offers. For investors, do research to find areas where property values are likely to go up. Analyze potential rental properties to see if they will make you money. Spread out your investments by buying different types of properties in different places. Plan to keep your investments for a long time because the market can change. Build relationships with experts like real estate agents and financial advisors who can help you. Remember, these are just general strategies, and it's always a good idea to seek guidance from adults or professionals when making important decisions in real estate. To summarize, the Seattle real estate market is a bit tricky, but it can be good for people who want to buy, sell, or invest in properties. It's a popular place because of the tech industry and people wanting to live there. However, things are changing, and prices are starting to slow down. To do well in this market, it's important to stay informed, take action, and listen to experts who can help. Whether you want to buy a home, sell one, or invest in properties, you can be successful if you learn about the market and make smart choices.